The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda Matlitsky. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Lovely to speak to you both.
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you. All right, so I was just giving Simon the background to the colony collapse with bees.
Right. So it's quite an extraordinary phenomenon, and it is only partially associated with or attributed to the pesticides.
Pesticides, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, so a lesser known reason is quite a fascinating one, and what initially got me started on my fascination with the bees, the research that has shown that bees are even capable of counting. So it's not only because of the pesticides, but bees, believe it or not, can become bored. And of course, the country in the world that is now doing the research on that and is conquering that is, of course, Israel. They found that bees in who are exposed to monotonous cornfields that exist on a diet of soybean and the corn flowers become are more susceptible to the colony collapse. So Israel has diversified the seed pool. And at the JNF Keren Kayemet National Seed Center in Beit Nechemia, they have been working on nectar-enriching plants, and they have been planting a great deal of diversified trees and plants and many eucalyptuses that not only eradicate the varroa mites, which is a parasite that has also been killing off the bees, but provide an environment that the bees have more interest in. We've had colony collapse disorder. Oh, it was only a couple of months ago in South Africa, very close to me in Constantia, where thousands of bees were killed off, and they turned out to have been poisoned with a mixture of ant poison and molasses. The wine farmers are now cooperating. But when I spoke about the bees' ability to count, it goes a bit further because they do have a nervous system, and this disrupted their nervous system. So suddenly, in Constantia, we lost thousands of them. And this has terrible ramifications for our industry because as it is, we only have a yield that is half of what is consumed, and the other half of our honey yield comes from China, and there are major issues with the adulteration of honey.
Yes, I've seen that. They're adding sugar.
They're adding sugar.
I've got a trick for you.
And who knows what else? Well, they certainly are testing to find out what else. We have a regulating body in South Africa called the South African Bee Industry Organization, and they are going into this issue of the adulterated honey in depth and really trying to make sure that when you have your honey, you know exactly what you're getting. And that's why I am a honey connoisseur and apiculturist. I am mad about the Fynbos honey that we get here.
Amazing. So I've actually got a test for you. And this is actually for anybody who wants to do it. Simon, are you a big honey eater?
Yes, majorly.
So if you want to know if your honey is untainted,
put it in
and
water.
Hasn't been messed with, you take like a spoon and you put it in a bowl.
Yes.
Right? And you take water and you swirl it over it.
Seamless.
And the honey will actually form the hexagonal shape of the honeycomb, which is the genetic imprint of that DNA in the honey. Go and try it. And that's how you're able to tell. Belinda, thank you so much. And thank you for bringing us that information. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.